This is Twana Revere, and I'm here in Sedona. It's July 2nd, 2008, and I'm interviewing Hale Dwoskin. Hi, Hale.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Okay. So, if I would ask you, who is Hale, what would you answer?
Who is Hale? He's a memory.
He's a memory.
Yes. And he's also, Hale is a label for this particular body-mind. But what I am is that which is aware yet unaffected by that.
So when people hear this, they might start to wonder, what is this guy talking about?
Well, I'm just talking about looking to see in your own direct experience, in this moment, can you actually find a separate individual, or is that just a memory or an assumption? So we're in behavior. You didn't come in with a name tag. It took your parents about 2 or 2.5 years to convince you you were whatever your name is. And we spend, once we buy that, which we do at a certain point, we then spend, most of us spend the rest of our lives simply reinforcing that, adding experiences to that, degrees to that, relationships to that, money, everything we're trying to do to bolster that sense of our separate identity. Without realizing, it's all based on an assumption. And there's nothing wrong with it, except that when we think we are that, we suffer.
What do you mean we suffer? Why would we suffer if we think we are that?
Well, when you identify with an image as opposed to what you are, you're cutting yourself off from the happiness that you already are. And then you go looking for it in person, place, or thing. And everyone has had this experience, being excited, for instance, about a new relationship or a new car or a new piece of jewelry or a new piece of clothing, only to have it wear off and to bring disappointment, to bring discomfort, to bring what I call suffering. But as you discover the truth of who you are, that you're not this body-mind, you're not the labels that you've accumulated, you're not the experiences, you're that which is aware yet unaffected by them, then you bring the joy and the happiness and the peace that you are to every life situation. So you can enjoy the new car more without thinking you need it to be happy. You can enjoy more happy and healthy relationships without trying to fill yourself up through another person. You can enjoy whatever you're experiencing every moment because you're fully present for what's here right now.
So how do you do that?
As you know, as you know, it comes from what we teach. We call it the Sedona Method. Mm-hmm. And it's a technique for letting go of all the concepts and beliefs and feelings and identities that we think we are. And on that letting go, realizing that we're not these other things, what's left over is what we already are. You don't have to find it. We don't have to build it up. We don't have to get more of it. We just need to notice that we're not those other things. And then what's left over, if you simply look, if you simply ask yourself in this moment, am I? That you don't need to think to answer that question. The thought, yes, I am, or even no, I'm not, comes after the fact. And that which answers without words, before thought, is what you are. And that doesn't need anything external. And at the same time, it allows for all of it.
Wow. Okay, so they find who they are. Uh-huh. But I can imagine that's really quite fearful for the mind.
Well, it could be. But what happens is, no matter what comes up in the mind, whatever thought, whatever feeling, whatever experience, it doesn't last. It changes. And what you are is that which never changes. So, yes, fear may arise or joy may arise, but you never move. And as you discover that from your own direct experience, you stop chasing experiences. And you realize that the experiencing is always here. It's always now. And it doesn't need to be gotten. And nothing needs to be changed or fixed or improved in order for you to be what you already are. At the same time, it's really helpful to let go of the concepts of limitation, those beliefs, those ideas you have about yourself that say you're imperfect, that say you're limited, that say you can't, you don't know how, you're afraid. It's very helpful to let all that go.
So can you still live your life if you let things go? I mean, can you still do things? Are you still somebody?
Well, whether you're somebody or not is a whole other discussion. But as far as life continues, except without all the obstructions. It's an effortless living, or living wide open, so to speak. And it's much more enjoyable, and you're also much more effective, because when most of us do anything, there's all these considerations about how it needs to turn out, or how it was the last time, or what others will think of it, or whether or not you'll get to your goal. All those considerations distract you from simply the task at hand, whatever that may be. And as you just show up, which you already are here, as you realize you don't need to add anything to that or take anything away, whatever you do comes from this inner knowingness, this certainty, this sense of clear reason, intuitive knowing, and the sense of empowered presence or all power. And so you're a lot more effective in life as well. So you enjoy it more and you get better at it as you simply let go.
Mm. One more question.
Sure.
You were in The Secret.
Yes.
You are in The Secret.
Yes, I am in the movie
and
The Secret.
And in the movie The Secret, they tell you that the thoughts, with thoughts you can materialize
yes.
your dreams and
yes.
arrange your dreams.
Yes. Well, again, that's correct and incorrect at the same time. Mm-hmm. In my experience, if you simply try to think positively without dealing with all this accumulation of a misidentification and limitation, your results are fleeting. If you get any at all. A lot of people abandon positive thinking because they realize it doesn't work. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. It might be a very pretty Band-Aid, but pretty soon it's going to look like hell. And it's not going to heal the underlying problem. But when you allow yourself to let go, all the wounds from the past heal. And all the power that's been going into keeping those wounds alive is available for you to simply live life fully right now and do whatever you need to do to attract whatever you need to attract. And at the same time, that energy, that positive energy, is very attractive. But again, you can't just put a happy face on your problems and expect them to change. They don't. It actually gets harder the more you try to do that. Because then you also have this layer of judgment that's added on top. Every time you have a negative thought or feeling, you think you're doing something wrong. You think you're bad. You think you failed. And all that's just reaction. You can let all that go and then simply be natural, moment to moment. And what happens when you do that is you naturally, without effort, find that your thinking gets quieter, clearer, and much more positive. And it doesn't require any maintenance or effort to maintain.
So then you can actually materialize much faster, is that correct?
Yes. But to go back to the bottom line, mm-hmm. is what you are is already whole, complete and perfect as it is. It needs nothing to be added to it or taken away from it. It doesn't preclude having every worthy goal and aspiration, but it's not required for you to be what you are. And it really doesn't add or take anything away from you. In my experience, you are already all presence. You're already all knowingness, and you're already all power. You don't need to go get that anywhere.
Beautiful. I think that's a beautiful ending. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a great pleasure.
My pleasure.